Dominic, now that you've joined the ranks of the Naked Scientists, you'll be turning your astronomical expertise to interviewing guests in the future, but that doesn't get you out of answering astronomy questions. So first of all, could you have a go at this one? Edison J. Morais asks if the Moon someday will leave the Earth's orbit or could even collide with another planet in our solar system. What do you think?
It's certainly true that the Moon is moving away from the Earth at a rate of a few centimetres per year. And the reason why that's happening is that the Moon pulls the Earth's oceans up into tides every 2.5 or so hours. Now, those tides come about on the side of the Earth which is facing the Moon because the Moon's gravity there is slightly stronger than elsewhere, and that's pulling the water up into a bulge. And there's a second tide on the far side where the Moon's gravity is slightly weaker and the water is being pulled down the surface of the Earth slightly less strongly. Now, a lot of energy is being dissipated in pulling the water up into those tides, which are rotating around the Earth's surface every 12.5 hours. And that energy would stop being dissipated if the Earth always turned the same face towards the Moon, and that's a state called tidal locking. Now, the Moon is already tidally locked towards the Earth. The Moon always shows the same face towards the Earth, and that's why you always see the same features on the face of the Moon, regardless of when you look at it. But the Earth is not yet tidally locked towards the Moon, but as the energy is being dissipated, the Earth's rotation is being slowed down gradually, so that the Earth would only rotate around about once a month, and the Moon will also orbit slightly more slowly around the Earth, and that means it's moving further away from us. Now, in fact, this tidal locking will take about 50 billion years to occur, and even then, the Moon will still be in our gravitational field and bound gravitationally to the Earth. The problem is it won't actually even have a chance to get there because the Sun is going to turn into a red giant star in about 5 billion years' time. And at that point, the Earth and the Moon will be totally engulfed in the Sun's outer envelope. And that's always going to happen much sooner than tidal locking will occur with the Moon. So the Moon will never get a chance to reach that state.
And so to think about the second part of his question, this, of course, means it's never going to get far enough away from Earth to have an opportunity to collide with any of our neighbouring planets.
That's right. I mean, actually, even if it did have those 50 billion years to reach this tidally locked state, it would still be gravitationally bound to us. It would still be orbiting the Earth.
So we can obviously see evidence from the reflectors that we've put on the Moon that shows us that the Moon is moving away by a few centimetres a year. Can we measure the effect that the Moon is having on Earth, slowing down the Earth's orbit?
Unfortunately, we can't, because there are a lot of processes which affect the rate at which the Earth rotates, which does vary measurably from one year to the next. Now, we think that earthquakes moving rocks on the Earth's surface change the Earth's moment of inertia and change its rotation rate measurably. We think ocean currents also affect the mass distribution on the surface of the Earth. We can't predict how fast the Earth will rotate in the future. It's something we measure and we then try and work out what has caused particular changes. So in terms of identifying a contribution from the Moon, unfortunately, that's not possible at the moment.
Well, thank you, Dominic, and we'll have more space science questions coming up very soon.